Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q1 FY23 earnings conference call of Ashoka Buildcon Limited, hosted by Centrum Broking Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Ashish Shah from Centrum Broking Limited. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Shah.
Yeah. Thank you, Margaret. On behalf of Centrum Broking, I welcome everyone to the Q1 FY23 earnings conference call of Ashoka Buildcon Limited. We have from the management Mr. Satish Parakh, Managing Director, and Mr. Paresh Mehta, CFO. We also have Stellar IR connected on the call. Let us begin the call, and over to you, sir, for the opening remarks. Hello?
Yeah, good afternoon. We would like to extend a warm welcome to everyone on earnings conference call for the first quarter that ended June 30, 2022. Along with, I have Mr. Paresh Mehta, our CFO, on the call. Let me start with key developments in the first quarter of FY23. Company recorded an order book of 14,780 crores backed by healthy order intake. Let me now give an example of resale projects. As mentioned earlier, we have entered an asset sale transaction of Ashoka Concessions Limited of five SPVs by entering into a share subscription and share purchase agreement with Galaxy Investments II Private Limited, an affiliate entity of KKR. The deal is to be completed soon after receiving required approvals from lenders, NHAI and other relevant stakeholders, and completion of certain condition precedents. We have received approvals from few lenders and other stakeholders. We are in process of completing the entire process and balance CPs. The deal transfers the entire share capital of these five BOT projects, SPVs, including repayments of shareholders' loan for an aggregate consideration of 1,337 crores. The total proceeds received will be utilized to facilitate the exit of SBI and Macquarie from Ashoka Concessions Limited, allowing SBI and Macquarie to exit the company fully. Further transfer of these five SPVs will reduce the consolidated project debt of ABL by 3,013 crores. Also, we have executed a share purchase agreement with National Investment and Infrastructure Fund Limited for a sale of 100% equity of Chennai ORR for an aggregate financial consideration of 686 crores. Out of 686 crores, ABL is expected to receive 450 crores, 250 crores towards loan repayment and 200 crores towards its 50% equity stake in SPV. Post this transaction, the company will remain with the following major highway portfolio. 74% equity stake in one toll project, Jaora-Nayagaon. Three fully owned annuity projects, Mangalore-Talikot, Baddi-Saundatti, and K-Shed, and fully owned portfolio of 11.5 projects. As mentioned earlier, we are in discussion for equity sale of Jaora-Nayagaon BOT toll project. From the planned projects, we have executed a concession agreement with NHAI worth 1,079 crores for development of six lanes greenfield highway from Basavantpur to Shirodi section of NH-150 on hybrid annuity mode under Bharatmala Pariyojana. The construction period is 912 days, and the operation period is 15 years. The total equity requirement of 11 HAM projects, including PIM, is about 1,337 crores, of which we have already invested 1,107 crores, including as on June 2022. Coming to the order book, as mentioned, we have achieved a robust order inflow. Some of the key and large orders received from 1st April are as follows. As I said earlier, we have executed a concession agreement of 1,079 crores for development of 6-lane controlled greenfield highway from Baswanpur to Singhgori, kilometer 162.5 to 203.1. Alert from government of Republic of Guyana, $106 million for construction of East Coast road linkage at Guyana. LOI for a project of construction of FinTech Digital Institute at Jodhpur from Government of Rajasthan for rupees 600 crores. This project is in JV, where Ashoka is having 55% stake and Ashoka Buildcon is the lead member. This project is to be completed in 18 months. LOI from East Central Railway of 208.89 crores for provision of train collision advanced system. This project is to be completed in 24 months. The breakup of 14,780 crores order book as of June 30th.
Mr. Parak, sorry, this is Ashish. Sorry to disturb. Actually, we're getting some feedback that, you know, the line is not clear. So, Margaret, can you look into it? Because we're getting the feedback that, you know, you're not being audible.
Sir, actually, I can hear. No problem. Ashish, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yes, I'm saying.
Sir, I am able to hear, but I am getting feedback. Yeah, I am able to hear you, but I am getting feedback from some other participants that your line is not very clear.
Okay. So,
actually, I can also hear Mr. Parak. The volume is fine, so I would request those participants who cannot hear him, can you please reconnect your line?
Right. Go ahead, sir. Please go ahead. Yeah.
The breakup of 14,780 crores order book as on June 30th, 2022 is road project compromise about 8,929 crores, which is 60.4% of our total order book. Among the road projects order book, HAM road projects are to the tune of 3,062 crores and EPC projects are to the tune of 5,867 crores. Power, T&D and others for around 2,355 crores, which is approximately 15.9% of the total order book. The EPC building segment contributed 2,302 crores, which is 15.6 crores of the total order book, while railway stood at 1,142 crores, which is 7.7% of the total order book. And EPC work of CGD business compromises the balance of 51 crores. The current order book, including projects received for June 2022, stands at rupees 15,355. Let me reiterate that our focus remains to build strong EPC business in the segment of highways, railways, power, T&D and buildings. The current order book of 15,355 crores provides us with a good visibility of EPC business growth. On the asset portfolio front, we have already built 11 HAM projects portfolio in terms of new project bidding. Our priority will remain for HAM projects and strengthen the HAM project portfolio further. This is all from my side. I would now request Mr. Paresh Mehta to present the financial performance of Q1 FY23. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Good afternoon, everyone. The result presentation and press release for the quarter have been uploaded on the stock exchanges and on the company's website. I believe you all may have had gone through the same. Now I would like to present the financial results for the first quarter ended June 30, 2022. Starting with the consolidated results, the total income for Q1 FY23 grew by 46% year-on-year to rupees 1,916 crores as compared to rupees 1,310 crores in Q1 FY22. EBITDA stood at rupees 521 crores in Q1 FY23 with a margin of 27.2%. Profit after tax is at rupees 135 crores in Q1 FY23. The revenue mix has changed and is higher on the EPC side compared to the HAM, due to which margins are impacted. Coming to the standalone numbers, the total income of Q1 FY23 stands at rupees 1510 crores as compared to 1058 crores in corresponding quarter last fiscal, registering a growth of 43%. EBITDA for the quarter was at 176 crores with EBITDA margin of 11.6%. The company reported net profit after tax of 104 crores for FY23 Q1. During Q1 FY23, BOT division recorded a toll collection of rupees 287 crores as against 207 crores in Q1 FY22 and rupees 268 crores in Q4 FY22. Total consolidated debt as on 30th June 2022 stood at 7,127 crores, of which project debt was 6,015 crores, of which 3,014 crores stands for project debts of 5 BOT projects. NCD stood at 250 crores at ECL level. The standalone debt is at 862 crores, which comprises of 187 crores of equipment loan and 674 crores of working capital loans. The standalone debt has increased because of delays in collection in the road sector, typically in Q1. However, things will have improved since July. Out of the total consolidated debt of 7,127 crores, rupees 3,014 crores will be transferred along with 5 SPVs of BOT projects. Post the sale transition, effective consolidated debt will be 4,113 crores. With this, we now open the floor for question answers. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Mohit Kumar from DAM Capital. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir, and congratulations on decent set of numbers. So my first question is on the working capital. As you said, that the alluded to the fact that the working capital has increased primarily because of delay in getting some receivables. Is it from the EPC or HAM, and at what level do you expect it to normalize in the next 9 months?
So historically, if you see the September, the June quarter and the December quarter, generally working capitals are slightly higher than what is normal. So if you see the first quarter, the first couple of weeks of July, certain delayed payments of June end were received at 10 for more than 100 odd crores. And going forward for the HAM projects, the disbursements would happen in this month. So they would take care of the additional burden of debt. We believe the going forward, this working capital requirement would be in the range of 400 odd crores. Plus equipment debt of 180 odd crores.
Understood. So 400 crores is the number which we should see by the end of this end of Q2 or fiscal. Is the understanding correct, sir?
Yeah, around Q2. 400 to 450 crores.
Okay, so my second question is on the monetization bit. So is there you're working on? It seems like you're working on parallel, you know, multiple things. But out of Jaora Nayagaon, or let's say the sale of HAM in, through InvIT or to investor, which one do you think is likely to happen in near term? And if the HAM are looking for InvIT, that will take some time, right? Is the understanding correct?
Right. So as regards the BOT projects, 5 BOT projects, and the Chennai Ora project. We expect to close the deal by September and around September or September or maybe a month or so plus minus. As far as the other projects are concerned, they are under pipeline. The HAM projects, the 11 HAM projects or rather 10 which are almost under construction except for one which is under FC. These are expected either there could be a buyer for it or we may float in with. If we float in with, definitely there is some time away.
Okay. On the Chennai Ora, what is the inflow which one can expect from this sale to us?
As we said, the total consideration is 686 crores, of which approximately ABL expects to get around 450 crores, of which 250 would be against debt financing to the SPV and 200 against its equity.
So 200 crore will be the free cash flow to us. Is it right, sir?
Right, sir.
Understood. So thank you and all the best, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Anyone who would like to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Vibhor Singhal from Philip Capital. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Thanks for taking my question. And congrats on strong execution once again. Sir, my question was basically pertaining to the couple of new orders that we have procured. One order, as we had earlier announced, is for the railways in terms of the Kavach scheme that we have announced. That's a decent around 186 crores kind of an order. And there's also one more order from Rajasthan, Government of Rajasthan for IT and communications. Can you just maybe give us some highlight as to what exactly is the nature of our work or the scope of work for these projects? Hello?
Yeah, one second. I think so, Mr. Parag.
Sure.
I think so, Mr. Parak probably is not available on the coach. On the call. Kavach is typically the signaling system, anti-collision system, which we are trying to address, will be addressing. And the Rajasthan project is pertaining to FinTech, building construction for IT, FinTech Digital Institute.
Okay, so sir, the Rajasthan project is just about constructing a building for the Digital Institute, right?
Approximately 11.56 lakh square feet.
Okay, so our scope of work is just constructing the building.
Right.
And sir, for the Kavach project, what is our scope of work? What will we be doing?
We will be providing all the necessary equipment for avoiding collision and other railway signaling system.
So are we going to lay the optical fiber cables, or are we going to basically help them provide equipments for the anti-collision system itself? So, I mean, our work will be mainly EPC only, right, in terms of laying down the cables and all that.
Right, it will be a total solution for this part of the contract.
Right. So just wanted to get more color on these, sir. I think we have been bidding for a variety of projects now. I mean, of course, we have power transmission, railways and roads, which are our bread and butter. Buildings, of course, something which we've always excelled in. But this seems to be an entirely different kind of a domain. So, just want to understand why are we going into this kind of a domain in which we've never ventured before? The opportunity also, it's not a huge opportunity if you look at it in terms of if we compare it with roads and buildings or railways. So what is the specific reason that we have gone for this kind of a project?
Ladies and gentlemen, we have the line reconnected for the management. Over to you, sir.
Yeah. Vibhor, you are on the line, right?
Yes, sir. So, did you get my question or should I just maybe repeat it once again?
Can you just
repeat it? Yeah, sure, sir. Sure. So, sir, basically, as you mentioned that the details about the Kavach project, what I wanted to understand was, sir, what is our specific reason for going for this kind of a project? This is completely uncharted territory for us. We've never done these kind of projects before. Opportunity-wise also, I'm sure this project, this domain, cannot be as big as the railways or roads or any other domain that we are already very experienced in. So is it that we are seeing some very strong opportunity in this segment? Are the margins in this segment better? So what is the specific reason for us going into this very niche segment of the laying out these optical fiber cables and this project?
See, yeah, this is an anti-collision safety point of view. Railways is now putting up this for the entire railways. So this definitely is going to be a big opportunity, and only few players are there in this segment, and we have a good control on doing such projects because we had been dealing with smart infra, doing hardware and software projects. So this, actually we have skills which are required completely for this kind of works. And therefore we have entered into this and we see a good opportunity going ahead.
So just to maybe ask my first question again, what is exactly going to be our scope in this project? Is it only going to be laying out of cables, or are we going to provide some electronic equipments also for this anti-collision project that we are talking about?
See, laying of cable is a very small portion of the whole order.
Right.
Mainly it includes a lot of hardware and software. 60 locations we have to cover and around 403 kilometers of length of highways in Jharkhand, Uttar Pradesh and Bihar we have to cover. It's a completely anti-collision system, which is automation as far as collision is concerned.
So, sir, these kind of, let's say, I would say, electronics related or optical fiber cables, fiber cables projects, are we going to bid for them ahead? And also, if they come from, let's say, not from just railways, but other departments also, are we going to go ahead with those projects also?
We had been doing this last 2 years. KFON, which is Kerala Optic Fiber Network, which we have already done, and more than around 20,000 kilometers of fiber link we have already done. Mm-hmm. In all our highway projects, we do around 300 kilometers in each project. So this is not new for us. And as far as software and technology is concerned, we are well versed with since last 2 years. So this is a segment which we look forward. Automation, digitization, this will be another focus area for the company.
Got it, sir. Got it. Great to hear that. Sir, a similar question was on the project from Guyana. So I think, sir, after Mauritius and Maldives, this is the third basically overseas location that we are kind of venturing into. So just wanted to, again, pick up a strategy here. Sir, are there some specific geographies that are there in our minds that, okay, we will go to these countries and if there is an opportunity, then we will focus on these only in these countries? Or are we like open to working, in the vicinity of India, are we open to working in any country where we find a good opportunity?
So after completing the first phase of Maldives, we backed second phase, which is also now nearing completion. And there is a third project, which is buildings, housing project, which we are likely to start in maybe Q3 or Q4 of this year. So Maldives has been one strong area. Other than this, we have backed Guyana and we are focusing on African region. We are lowest in Exim Bank funded project of Bangladesh also. So we have developed an independent vertical, you know, after doing Maldives. In last 4 years, there's an independent vertical for doing international projects. And wherever an opportunity there, wherever they are Exim Bank funded, where funding is guaranteed and margins are intact, we are focusing on those areas. So this vertical will be independent and grow on itself, like we have been doing power and railways.
Got it. And sir, any target that we have set for ourselves, let's say maybe 5 years down the line, we want our international order book to be maybe 10%, 15% or nothing like that. It will all be opportunity based.
100% opportunity based.
Got it, sir. Sure. So just one last bookkeeping question. If you could just provide, I mean, after the first quarter results, what is the overall revenue for FY23 and the margins that we are looking for in terms of guidance? What we are looking for FY23 revenue and margins?
See, from a revenue perspective, we have we target approximately 15 to 20% growth minimum in this quarter. Based on the order book now and the new orders to come in, we will keep on reassessing these values in the Q4 probably. Otherwise, 15 to 20% is generally okay for the year.
Got it, sir. And so margins?
Margins, based on today's costing and others, I think so it would be in the range of 9 to 10%. That's what we believe going forward, even based on what we want. These are basically because of high cost and certain projects which are taken at prices as an entry, from an entry perspective.
Got it. So many of the players are saying that from Q3 onwards, we might see some uptick in margins, because by then the commodity prices most likely will probably cool off, and also projects with newer projects will start coming into execution. Do we expect a similar kind of a thing, or for us it could be just a maybe straight line walk?
It could happen. Depends on also our international projects taking up, because their margins could be slightly better. So it will all depend on the mix of the projects as well as whatever you have suggested, changing commodity prices.
Got it, sir. Got it. Great, sir. Thank you so much for taking my questions, and wish you all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jiten Rushi from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Thank you for taking my question. So my first question is on the revenue breakup. Can you please provide the revenue breakup segment-wise for Q1 and compare with the comparable YOY?
So our road EPC was 1,050 crores. Against 830 crores for last quarter.
Sir, sir, I didn't get. I couldn't hear you well. So can you please repeat?
Can you hear me?
Hello.
Yeah, now I can hear. Sir. Yeah.
Yeah. So road turnover for Q1 was 1,050 crores against 830 crores for Q1 22. In the power division, we had turnover of 160 crores against 41 crores. Railway 153 crores against 99 crores. CGD business was approximately 13 crores over 6 crores and RMC business and other sales 50 crores against 25 crores.
50, okay.
Right.
So buildings, any exhibition buildings, any progress?
It is a small turnover, not very significant to, it will pick up in the Q3, Q4 quarters.
In terms of the order backlog, so are these international projects covered by cost escalation, or it is a fixed price contract and we built at a better margin, as you said in a previous question? So so how it works, like the international contract?
These are fixed price contracts, international contracts are fixed price contracts, and we do get benefit of dollar going up.
Mm-hmm.
And this we have to estimate in contingency escalation, whatever. With our experience, we need to estimate that. If we go wrong there, then we can get a hit. And if we are positive, then definitely it goes positive. But some coverage is there always because of appreciation of dollar or depreciation of whatever.
The market risk you have to take into account while bidding for such projects.
Yes, international definitely.
So then what is the mix between the fixed price contract and the variable price contract in this order backlog of almost, you know, more than 3,500 crores, so almost 10. So can you just give me the breakup in terms of percentage?
Around 80% is around, which is covered by escalation, and 20% are fixed price contract where we have to estimate escalation.
So this should be mostly overseas contract, right? Fixed price.
One of the contracts even in India, like which we have taken from Adani's for West Bengal project.
Sir, you had said in the opening remarks about the equity in the balance equity requirement being handled. So what I can see is like total equity invested is 812 crores and PMI received is 294-295 crores. So what is the total equity required including PMI and excluding PMI, and how much has been invested, if you can give breakup including PMI and excluding PMI, and then in terms of years?
Yeah, so excluding PMI, so which is typically will depend on how the inflation index moves, but excluding PIN and as well as including the last project 51, that is the
project,
total equity requirement is 247 crores for the HAM projects, which typically
how much? How much, sir?
247 crores.
So total would be how much, including all 11, excluding PMI?
So 247 plus 813 crores.
Okay. That is excluding PMI. Okay. And how much is invested so far?
813 crores, as you said. So 830 is invested, 247 to be invested over 2 years, 23 and 24, 163 in 2023 and 84 in 2024.
And sir, including PMI, what would be that number, sir?
Including PMI, so PMI number will vary, but based on our current budgeted PMI, we are approximately, I'll just get on that, against estimated 380 crores of PMI, we have received 294, so another 70-80 crores yet to be received. That this will change as project goes by. So this is more variable. The committed equity is what we have already.
Basically, our equity is fully invested in all the 10 operational projects and only just 180 left on 10 under construction and operational mix of both.
Yeah. So out of 247, approximately 115 is pertaining to the last project Basantpur, which is yet to be financially closed. So if you reduce that, then the net investment to be done is 130 crores on the already under exhibition HAM projects.
And that's interesting. But on the exhibition side, so you said Maldives project is expected to start by Q3 and Q4. But what about this NTPC Solar and the Mumbai STB project? Any updates? Like NTPC Solar, obviously it has been quite some time now in the other backlog, but the solar price is on non-moving.
Could you repeat your question?
Are you going to cancel? Sir, in terms of the order backlog, so NTPC Solar project, what is the status? Whether it is going to remain in the order backlog or we cancel it? Because
solar is going on, so it is in the order backlog.
Yeah.
But what about the increasing module price, or any cushion we have, or we have to be penalty for that, or what is the status as of
now? As of now, we are progressing without modules, and we are discussing with the authorities. So till now, we have not reached any solution.
And sir, on the last question from my side, on the deals with KKR and NIFF, what is the outstanding equity and debt in Chennai overall?
Debt is approximately 650 crores in Chennai overall. And equity, invested equity is approximately 189 crores.
So this is including loss funding and sub debt. This equity of 189 crores.
No, so this is basic equity, and support given by Ashoka Buildcon is approximately 250 crores, which will be returned when the deal happens.
Is that 450 crores? And sir, on these five projects, Dhul, Bandara, Narwad, so what is the current status of outstanding debt and the equity in terms of basic equity and support
on the five projects? A BOT project?
TKR and Galaxy Investment B.
Yeah, so these in these projects approximately 2200 was the invested equity and support debt, which we are liquidating at 1337. This is the position. As of 1st April 2022, project typically is there. We are just finishing the, we are taking care on there. We have, once the transfer happens, it will be their project.
So basically, sir, this equity, what is the breakup between equity and subcontract, if it is possible to give?
Equity is approximately 735 crores and debt is the balance.
Balance is subcontract.
This debt is inclusive of both kind of debts. Construction debt also. So construction is many times funded part equity, part debt. And then debt also is in the form of support debt, majorly for projects like Sambalpur.
Right. Okay, so that's all my slide for the question. We'll come back into it. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Asha from Elara Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. Sir, so I had two questions basically. First, have you started with the Adani road project in West Bengal? I mean, start from Q2 onwards or something, if you can just provide an update on that.
Yeah, this project is already started and 12% progress has been done on this project.
Okay. And the second question is, so we'll receive around 600 crores so from 140 crores from the KKR deal as well as 450 crores from the Chennai ORR by September or probably Q3 onwards. So what are we going to use that money for? Is it going, are we going to pay off our debt on standalone basis, or are we going to give it as a dividend to our shareholders or something? If you could provide some guidance on that.
So I mean, we will come to the stage when we are ready. There could be both the options you're talking about, debt on certain projects if required. But otherwise, I think we'll take the step when we are very close to the realization of the cash.
And by when will we get the money? I mean,
we should be. So the non-stop date is September. So somewhere around that period, maybe depending on permission from NHI, it may be plus minus 1 month, 2 months. But otherwise, we expect that. September is the long stop date is September.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nikhil Abhayankar from DAM Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity, sir. Most of my questions have been answered, but I would like to go back to the margin. So historically, our margin has been in the range of 11 to 12%, and some of the companies have also seen a sequential increase in their margins in Q1. So what exactly is the reason you're saying that will stick around 10% irrespective of the international orders?
See, our order book is a mix of projects which are bid at various margins. The HAM project would be bid at 13%, EPC around 10 to 11%, and the new entry level projects may be slightly lower just from an entry perspective. From that perspective, the mix would typically result in a 10%. This is also taking into account that the escalation continues to be as it is. If the escalation improves, the commodity prices reduce, then this margins could go up.
Okay, so is it fair to assume that the share of EPC execution will be way higher in this financial year?
Yeah, that is true.
So just can you give us a breakup of it? What can be the revenue share from each segment?
So, see, basically, I mean, immediately I would not be in position to tell you what is, because HAM is, HAM is approximately 3,000 odd crores. Of which almost 65 to 70%, 60% would get over by March 23. So rest all would be EPC contracts. So so out of the total revenue estimate of around say 5,500, 2,000 would be contributed by HAM projects, and rest would be EPC, either road or other sectors.
Understood, sir. That's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Parvez Akhtar Qazi from Edelweiss Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir, and thanks for taking my question. So couple of questions from my side. First, how do we see the competitive intensity in the various segments where we are bidding? And going ahead, what is the kind of mix in terms of order intake from various segments is what we are targeting?
Yeah, focus always remain on highways. This could be mix of HAM and EPC, NHI, MRTH, NHIDCL, or it could be even states like we did UP, Bundelkhand Expressway and all. So it's all the opportunities which are coming up in Q3, Q4 will decide the mix, but our definite strength is highways and that focus will always remain. In addition to highways, we are simultaneously developing our power portfolio, railways portfolio and building portfolio. And while doing this, definitely there are challenges in terms of PQ, TQ and getting JV partners and bidding like with, you know, getting entry into this sector and getting established. So this is a phase when where we are developing new verticals. So little overheads are also going up.
So, but what is our sense on the competitive scenario for NHAI? Especially post-COVID, we have seen very significant competition there. Do we expect that it will moderate this year or we expect it will probably remain at these levels only?
It's very, very, very uncertain to predict, you know, competitive aggression in the market. Last year, we have seen a huge aggression. Going ahead, I don't know, Q3, Q4 should show enough orders. And those people who have taken aggressive projects also will understand what exactly they have done. So reasonable sense should prevail. But looking at the qualifications which have been diluted, we do not know whether new players come in, jump in, whether aggression will remain, not remain. And that is why we have decided to ourselves put into various sectors and become all-round EPC player.
So what is the status of land availability for the 11th HAM project and also for the Banur-Kharar project?
The land availability for most of the project is 80% plus. Well, except one project which we are suffering is Punjab, which is IT choke project. Other than that, we are comfortable on land as well as other HAM projects are comfortable. NHAI has very straightforward in giving VCOD and COD. And if land is not available, they are even ready to descope it. So land is not going to really affect the portfolio to a major extent.
Sure. And just one bookkeeping question. What is the capex that we incurred in Q1 and what is the equity that we infused in Q1?
So, capex in Q1 was approximately 15 crores and equity invested in Q1 was 77 crores.
Thanks, sir. All the best for future.
Right.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jiten Rushi from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you for taking a question. Sir, on the capex front, what is the target for full year? Because we have done 15 crore now, so on full year target?
So we have approximately budgeted a total capex of approximately 150 odd crores, where the new projects which will take off in Q3, Q4 will require. Mm-hmm. So this is at approximately 120 to 150 crores is what capex we intend to do by March 2023.
So this high capex run rate we can expect in 24 also because many projects will come into execution. So by 23 we'll see that high capex and 24 we'll see suppression capex. Any thought on that, sir?
I think so. This capex should be sufficient to take new orders also and FY24 should be typically not so high.
A few bookkeeping questions from my side. If you can give the June ending numbers for debtors, creditors, inventory, mobilization advance, retention, and bills.
So, for the June ended, the debtor position was around 1,000-odd crores, and against which advances was around 442 crores. And
trade
payables around 840, yeah, trade payables 847 crores, and unbilled revenue around 1,200 crores.
Retention, sir? And inventory?
Inventory is what I said, 1,100 crores.
Sorry, how much, sir?
Inventory is 120 crores.
Inventory
and WIP, WIP, which is called unbilled revenue,
unbilled
is around 1,100, 1,200, yeah.
And the retention is how much?
Pardon?
Retention money outstanding?
Retention money would be approximately 183 crores.
183 crores. And sir, in terms of order, so what is your guidance for this year? Because our first quarter has been really good, and since Q4 the order inflow has been really good, and we have been accumulating good order backlog. And now the focus is on execution. But any thought on what is the target for order inflow this year, and also what is the current executable order backlog?
So order backlog, I told you, it's 15,000. Odd crores.
I'm asking executable, so there could be projects which are yet to start execution. So what is the current executable order backlog? Because there once significant
number. Projects, there are only two or three projects which are yet to start. Others will all take off in Q3, Q4. Maybe one of these projects will go to one of next year. So we can say around 13,500 to 14,000 is what
will come into execution.
Yeah.
And sir, the ordering for target for this year, and what will be the mix in terms of order?
NHAI and ministry has been aggressively announcing that they want to really bid out more than 8,000 kilometers this year. And what they have done is only 2,600 in Q1 or till date. So Q3, Q4 should throw up a lot of bidding opportunity, particularly with Ministry of Road Surface and Transport, and also some of the other states would throw up a good opportunity. Other than the railways, we feel will throw up a good opportunity. So in order to say, our target is around, yeah.
Yeah, sorry, how much, sir?
Order intake, our order intake, we would be around 6,000 to 8,000 crores we should bag in Q3, Q4.
This is the additional we are talking about for next 8 months.
Additional, yeah.
And sir, on the Jawara Naika, when can we expect any conclusion in terms of the I think we were in advance talk last time.
Yeah, so we are almost in serious discussions on the documentation part, and we should be completing any time. So maybe a week or two's time to see some light.
Okay. We can see the announcement in a week or two. Okay, sir. That's from my side and all the best. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mohit Kumar from DAM Capital. Please go ahead.
So thanks for the opportunity once again. So my first question is when you talk about power segment, are we talking primarily about T&D, state T&D opportunity, or do you still think, you know, you'd like to do more solar, or solar is a complete no-no right now, no-no going forward?
EPC, EPC can be T&D or it can be solar. Now, only what precaution we need to take going forward is not taking any fixed price contracts. So our focus will be on contracts where escalation is passed through.
Does it mean that you're looking only for private PPC contracts? Because I believe that all the PSU contracts come
through. No, all the PSUs are also coming up with variable bids. They are ready to pass through the And particularly for solar, the modules are now being provided by government. So get into the new policy, they'll come up with this, probably this policy where module part will be taken care by them.
Understood. Secondly, sir, from the sale of Macquarie, if I believe there will be a tax shield available, right? So that will reduce our outgo from the sale which we'll do in the future. Is that a fair assessment?
No, tax shield from what perspective, sir?
From the sale of the from the sale of the toll road, which are doing at a at lower than book value, right?
No, so I mean I don't have no tax. I mean there would be minimal tax capital gains tax, but otherwise there's no tax shield as such available.
Okay, so I'll take it offline, sir. So thirdly, answer the what is your margin aspiration in medium term? Are we aspiring to go back to the 11.5%?
This will all depend on prices, commodity prices, bidding intensities. So I think it's a call which will take. Well, it'll be in the range of 9 to 11%, or maybe around 12% if opportunities are better.
And lastly, sir, are you seeing any BOT opportunity in the from the NHAI or other some states?
Not really anything significant.
Understood, sir. Thank you and all the best. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vibho Singhal from Philip Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, for taking my question again. Sir, just following up on Mohit's question, which he asked just now, I think what we're trying to ask is that, as you mentioned, that we have invested 2,200 crores of equity into the Macquarie portfolio, and we are selling it for 1,300 crores. So is there a capital loss that we would be booking, which will give us the benefit of any tax credit that we can utilize thereon, or will...
Operator request has been initiated. If you'd like to cancel this request, please press star zero again. Operator request has been cancelled.
Hello.
Hello. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I think so. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Very much.
Yeah. So there would be capital losses which will be available at CCL level to be absorbed in future.
Okay. So that would be at ACL level, right? But because the investment has been made from Ashoka Buildcon level, would that also result in some tax benefit? So what he meant by tax shield is probably tax benefit that we would get from this sale, which we can utilize in the future years. And if yes, is there a quantum to it that you can probably provide at this point of time?
At present, at ABL level, there would not be any significant movement because ABL will continue to hold ACL as a subsidiary.
Okay, right. Got it. So the benefit will all be at the ACL level.
Right.
Got it. So just one small more question on the order book. Sir, two projects. One is the this Banur Kharar project in the EPC road segment, and the other is the Koram Taro in the Assam. These projects haven't seen any execution for the past 4 to 5 quarters. So any specific reason that these projects are not basically showing any progress? Are they stuck somewhere, some land? Yeah.
The Assam project, we have just received appointed date.
So okay.
Progress will start in Q3, Q4. Q3 will show some figures and Q4 also.
Mm-hmm.
And which was the other one?
Sir, Banur Kharar.
That also is likely to start in Q3.
Okay, so but these orders were in our order book since Q1 last year. So it's the fifth quarter.
Then, see, after only getting complete land and completion, then only appointed date is given. So the appointed date has to be,
So, sir, now the
appointed date.
Got it. So, sir, now the follow-up question is, are there any projects in the order book right now which do not have that appointed date and which could see no execution for the next 4 or 5 or maybe 2-3 quarters?
2-3 quarters, there is only one building project of hospital of BPT, which may not see going ahead progress in the next 2 quarters.
Okay, apart from that, all the projects that we have in the order book, they are all under execution and they have all the land acquisition and appointed date.
Yes.
Got it. Great, sir. Thank you so much for taking my questions and wish you all the best again.
Thank you. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to Mr. Ashish Shah for closing comments.
Yeah. On behalf of Centrum Broking, I'd like to thank all the participants for attending this call and also a big thank you to the management for giving us the opportunity to host the call. Sir, any closing comments from your side?
We thank all the investors to have joined the call, and if we have any follow-up questions or any queries or inquiries, you can always connect with me or Stellar Advisories for further clarifications. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Centrum Broking Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your line.